A former elementary school teacher sits at his mother's dining room table in Toronto, wrestling with a truth that won't let him go. The most important lessons in life can't be taught, they must be lived. This isn't the romantic writing retreat he once imagined, but it's real, messy, and exactly where genuine wisdom is born. In a world drowning in Instagram-perfect platitudes and quick-fix self-help, what if the path to growth requires embracing our failures, heartbreaks, and most uncomfortable truths? What if everything we've been running from is actually what we need most? Life taught that few things are absolute. Good guys don't always win, bad guys don't always fall, and telling them apart isn't simple. We tend toward idealism until forced to pay attention, influenced by perfect movie scenarios and controlled school environments where rules are clear. Real life demands we look at complexities. Unlike school, where teachers are identified and learning is structured, in life, we're on our own, like leaving a zoo for the jungle. Progress as a species is paved with failures and defeats, with resilience keeping us moving forward. Everything you love is temporary. Your relationships, possessions, even the feelings you're experiencing right now. Bad experiences feel eternal, while good moments dissolve into ordinary days. Yet impermanence can become our greatest teacher. When a friend named Boomerang died unexpectedly, it shattered comfortable illusions. He worked in finance, made beats, and showed up consistently, attending events, sending supportive messages, genuinely caring. But in the self-absorbed hustle of surrounding himself with useful industry contacts, those gestures had been taken for granted. After his death came a simple practice: reaching out to friends every 50 days, scheduling real time together, asking, "What can I do for you?" instead of, "What can you do for me?" Time heals in unexpected ways. Years after a violent robbery, the trauma lingered, muscles tensing whenever strangers got too close. Then, after a sold-out Manhattan performance, a stranger held out their hand and prayed. Healing had begun. Anne Marie, a cancer survivor, said, "Cancer taught me how to fall in love with puddles. I never noticed puddles before my diagnosis." Facing death is a powerful alarm clock. When overwhelmed, ask, "Will this matter in 300 years?" The answer liberates. Decision fatigue affects everyone. Steve Jobs wore identical outfits daily. Jeff Bezos makes only 3 major decisions per day. While we hack minor choices, big life decisions overwhelm us, pushing many towards society's template: school, job, marriage, kids, retirement. Those who deviate trade security for uncertainty. Yet tough decisions reveal who we are. Self-awareness demands more effort than conformity, but it prevents us from ignoring an uncomfortable truth: I'm not happy where I am. This realization often arrives through pain. After an intense relationship ended, channeling that pain into work revealed new capacity for endurance. Fear keeps us in line, but discovering how much we can survive makes those boundaries dissolve. Sometimes the most meaningful moments come from serving others. Arranging for parents to meet Bollywood legend Dharmender seemed simple until the father nearly backed out, embarrassed by casual clothes. After the warm meeting, 6 words changed everything: "You made my dream come true." That moment eclipsed every personal achievement. Purpose transforms our ability to persevere. Starting university without direction meant dropping grades and expanding social life. Then teaching emerged as a potential path. Suddenly, impossible classes became manageable. With purpose, consistent attendance and proper study earned A's where C's had struggled before. When we find meaningful direction, the journey becomes the reward. Focus on the journey, not the destination, has become meaningless through repetition. Yet watch children learning the alphabet. They're not thinking about reading War and Peace someday, just enjoying making sounds. By high school, everything shifts toward the future: grades for college, saving for stability. We chase finish lines, graduation, weekends, retirement, believing they'll finally satisfy us. They rarely do. Living in Los Angeles, surrounded by hustle culture, meant forcing arbitrary daily writing goals just to feel accomplished. It felt like choking down vegetables. Meanwhile, daily ping pong games with a friend became ritual, scheduled into work breaks, scored, filmed. After a year, skill developed naturally. The difference? No motivation required. It was fun, with organic improvement. Early as a rapper, booking personal shows worked financially, but planning each show consumed 3 weeks. Landing a London gig, a dream, required 3 months of organizing. So much time went to logistics that rehearsing got neglected, resulting in poor performance. Despite financial needs, booking shows stopped and lifestyle downgraded to free up time for creating again. We often create cages around our identities. As a rapper who couldn't produce music when collaborators disappeared, feeling stuck persisted until trying something new, writing daily posts with images. Despite self-doubt insisting people only wanted music videos, the response was incredible. Purposes aren't specific. The calling wasn't to be a rapper, but to put words together meaningfully. At a deli club opening, the owner stood with arms extended, explaining that on this wingspan representing all existence, human history was just half the tip of his middle finger. This revealed how hard it is to see the big picture when you're part of it. Zooming out helps us think long-term, recognize patterns, and avoid overreacting. It builds compassion and reminds us of our cosmic insignificance, frightening but liberating. Infidelity once seemed inexcusable. Perspective changed after experiencing the holy trinity of cheating, being cheated on, being the cheater, and being the person someone cheated with. These experiences revealed everyone involved as people trying their best with the tools they had. Cheating often stems from fear of commitment, communication, or abandonment. There aren't any bad guys, and contempt held for those who wrong us only pollutes ourselves. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened. It means choosing not to carry the hurt forward. While nervously preparing to perform at the Canadian Walk of Fame ceremony, meeting Dr. Roberta Bondar, the first Canadian woman in space, brought perspective. She explained that traveling to Mars would be more transformative. At some point, looking out the window, we'd see neither Earth nor Mars, just empty space, reminding us of our insignificance. This brought unexpected peace. While zooming out reveals the big picture, zooming in reveals crucial details. In the 20s, a new friend who took art seriously borrowed money that couldn't be afforded. Confronted with proof of lies, he disappeared forever. Initially casting him as the bad guy felt justified, but learning about his background revealed someone afraid of coming clean. Innocence wasn't complete either. Due diligence had been ignored and friends' advice rejected. His departure was actually a gift, showing valuable truths about patterns and choices. The five S's we must watch are salt, sugar, sitting, social media, and self-pity, all highly addictive with long-term consequences. Self-pity is understandable. We crave connection, and when feeling misunderstood, we connect with ourselves. But this pits us against others, creating isolation cycles. Painting ourselves as victims temporarily gains attention, but eventually drains others. Power and blame are connected. To improve our situation, we must take responsibility regardless of others' actions. After a week-long music video shoot working 12, 16-hour days, checking social media while resting brought immediate existential dread. Realization struck. Social media would always help find reasons to feel inadequate, even when working at limits. We create double standards with fortune, screaming, "Why me?" during hardships, but rarely during good fortune. In Hollywood's sunny jungle, rule one is don't take it personally, even when it's personal. After being repeatedly ghosted by industry contacts, a friend's challenge hit hard. Why are you taking meetings with these people? More time was being spent playing the game than becoming an elite artist. At 10 years old, a jacket caught on a loose nail while running around an ice rink, swinging mouth first into the boards. Waking up with cracked front teeth felt overwhelming. Looking back, it wasn't the end of the world. How we handle something often matters more than what actually happened. Bill Gates said it best, success is a lousy teacher. Life's spice comes from resistance and heartaches that give us stories worth telling. After a devastating breakup, observing other couples revealed most shared similar communication issues. The realization hit, she needed to leave to be happy, and the true failure would have been staying unhappy. On a 14-hour flight to Hong Kong, a German Holocaust survivor shared her story. Separated from her father at 6, sent to internment camps with her mother, then miraculously reunited after 4 years. When discussing leaving teaching to pursue art and freedom, she offered profound insight. Freedom is having nothing to lose. Her words resonated most when hitting rock bottom a year later. Broke, betrayed, heartbroken, contemplating suicide. In that moment came a decision. Freedom to be authentic, even if only briefly, because nothing was left to lose. Living genuinely for a short time was worth more than decades of being anything less. We can choose to see our broken hearts as open hearts willing to mend. By working through our stories and sharing them, we help others feel less isolated. The lessons no one else can teach us are waiting in every failure, every heartbreak, every moment we thought would break us but didn't.